Before you hear the next part of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
I'll now mention some ways in which questions can reflect the speaker's assumptions, that is, beliefs that are taken as being true without thinking. The way a question is phrased can show that the questioner assumes something is true and expects others to agree. This is often the case with questions about someone's opinion, such as, "Don't you think that's a beautiful painting?" A leading question like this makes it clear what answer is wanted. Sometimes, efforts to answer a question are wasted because the assumptions behind a question are false. For years, economists assumed that objects had a real value and attempted to define it. But they were wrong. Value is relative. It can mean how important the object is to different people, or the price the object will sell for, which will vary depending on the time and place. Economists were asking the wrong question. We often build into questions the false assumption that there's only one answer. What's the right way of doing this? But whether it's about bringing up children or playing chess, there can be many answers, and they're likely to be simply a matter of opinion. So the value of the answer depends on what you think of the person giving the answer. If we ask whether a country or a company is friendly, generous, or aggressive, it isn't at all clear what's meant by the country. Is it the present government, most inhabitants, or what? Or what's meant by the description, nor is it clear how it could be measured. We're making the very questionable assumption that personal qualities can be applied to groups of people in just the same way as they can be applied to individuals. Now I'll turn to another subject.